Welcome to Infone Customer Services. How can I help?
Hi, this is Bhupender here. I just recently moved on a Melbourne phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just I got the modem, but you know, I spoke to last time to the guy. He said that your old one modem compatible for that with the mobile phone. It's a Melbourne phone. So just want to activate. Sorry?
Please help me out with the customer account number, please.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. This account number is 813475.
You're in lot number 4031, number 6.
Yeah, bit more still
naturally. I got it. And your total outstanding bill amount is $139.95. I think that is what the modem cost. And you've opted for 500 Mbps broadband service.
Yeah. So just want to connect my, like they say that might be your old modem might be compatible with that. So just want to try the old one first, yeah? So can you help me for that or?
Yeah, have you received the new modem, sir?
Yeah, I already got the new one. But firstly, I want to try the old one, yeah.
Okay, sir, I see that you also have a landline phone, which is 0862-099197.
Yeah.
Let me just check. Are you connected to the internet with the old modem right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you, sir, the landline phone that you have, that is not going to work with your old modem.
So what do you want me to do then?
Okay, that is the reason we sent you a new modem. Because the one that you have got, it's from which company have you been with? Just let me check.
Before TPG.
TPG.
Yeah, recently I have the new one here. Yeah. It's not the old one.
Okay, so you have a TPG. You had a TPG broadband, and I think TPG gave you a TP-Link modem.
Yeah, just let me check which one
check
I have.
The brand of the modem that you have received from TPG, it should be TP-Link. Is it correct, sir?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. TP-Link. Yeah.
TP-Link. Can you please check the model number of TP-Link?
The model number. This is the model. It's VX420.
It won't work.
Sorry?
That modem will not work with the landline. So
the landline is, so I already have the landline, so with the TPG, so why not working with your one?
The type of broadband is different, sir. The broadband type is different. Okay? Let me tell you. There are different types of broadbands. Like the speed starts from 25 Mbps for the downloads, and the speeds go up to 1 Gbps for the downloads. Okay? And there are several varieties of modems which are available in the market. First one that you get with TPG is a base variant, which gives you a speed of 100 Mbps. Okay, it only supports up to 100 Mbps. Even if you take up 500
Mbps. I'm getting 200 Mbps, the speed for them from them.
Yeah, it doesn't support more than, I'll let you know the differences. First, there is a base variant of the internet modem, which supports speeds up to 100 Mbps. 150 Mbps, I'm sorry. 150 Mbps, then comes 300 Mbps, okay? So the one that we have given you, can you please check the brand that you've got? The one that we sent you, is it a Netcom?
This is the Netcom, yeah.
Mm. It will give you the speeds up to 500 Mbps, sir, because the one that you have got with TPG, it won't give you 500 Mbps speed. That is not a compatible modem for the broadband type that you've chosen.
Okay.
Might give you maximum 300 Mbps, it might give you. But it won't give you the full. Your broadband speeds are 500 Mbps for the downloads and 50 Mbps for the uploads. It will keep on playing up. That is why.
So you want to connect the new one?
Yeah. You take out the old one, and I'll let you know how to connect. Type, plug in the cable, which is connected to the back of the modem which you have now, to the same port where it is connected right now.
Just let me unpack
it. Yeah. On the current modem, the TP-Link modem, where is the internet cable connected? WAN port?
Yeah, just give me one sec, please. I'm just unpacking it.
Let me know when you're ready, sir.
Yep, you can have a look. So it's connected with the...
Now the cable that is connected to the back of the TPG modem, you take that cable out and plug it into the WAN port of the new modem.
Yeah.
Connected to the WAN port?
Yeah.
Okay. The power cable is connected to the electricity supply?
Yeah. It's already connected. Now the power is coming, the green light.
Okay.
Now
there is a flat telephone cable that you see that comes out from the base of the telephone handset, which used to connect to the back of the previous modem. You plug in that cable to the Tel-1 port of the new modem.
Tel-1.
And the light will come up. A light will light up.
Just let me check the address.
The Tel-1 light is on.
Tel-1. Yes, no, telephone one is the not on.
Just give me one sec, please.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
The number one here, the telephone number one.
Yeah, you connected the cable to the TEL 1 port?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, can you please check, all the lights are on the modem?
Lights, I can see here, is the number one.
I will read them out. Check.
Yeah?
Please match the lights on the modem. So the first one is power.
Yeah, it's on.
Second one is WAN, W-A-N.
No, the second one is the internet here.
Okay. Do you see lights 2.4 and 5G?
Yeah, it's 2.4 and 5 on.
On. The one that you are have connected, it is a Netcom modem?
Yes, Netcom modem, yeah.
Okay. You have a FTTP box, NBN box there?
Yeah, yeah.
You have that. All the lights on the NBN box are on?
Yeah, just let me check that.
I will read out the... you see on the FTTP box, there will be a power light?
Yeah, it's power on.
Optical light.
Blinking.
Alarm light.
No, off.
Port UniD1, UniD
yeah,
light?
It's orange and blinking sometimes.
Okay. Now, you have a play cable to the NBN box?
Sorry, what did you say? Sorry, I didn't get that.
A plug, a power plug.
Yeah, yeah, a power plug, yeah, I got it, yeah.
Connected to the electricity supply, you pull the plug.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to be
turn it off,
eh?
Yeah, you just take the plug out and push the plug back in. That will do, sir. Do not press any buttons
okay.
Or do not touch any cables.
Okay, just say
pull the plug out. Wait for 3 to 5 seconds. Push the plug back in. Let me know when it's done.
Yeah, it's done already, and
power light will
on.
Be lighting up first.
Yeah.
Optical light will come light up, alarm light will light up, UniD light will light up, and the update light will light up after that.
Just only the power and UniD D1 is just only blinking a little bit.
Yeah. It is rebooting, sir. It takes a while. Okay. Give it a few seconds. It will, all the lights will light up. In the meantime, I will just assign a static IP address for your SIP. Okay. And configure the SIP for you.
Okay.
You have to give me a little while, sir. me know when all the lights are on the modem, on the NBN box. So the all the lights are on the NBN box, sir.
Just let me check here. Yeah, optical is blinking.
Mm-hmm.
UniDA is on. It's blinking as well.
Mm-hmm. Your internet is active, sir.
Internet is working now.
Internet will be working. You see, there is a password that has been sent to you.
Yeah, I got the with the box here.
Mm-hmm. You have to use that. That is your internet password. That is the password that you have to use to log into all the devices.
Okay, so but that is that the telephone one. Just let me check is working or not.
Yeah, turn the Wi-Fi on. I'll let you know the Wi-Fi name which you need to connect. There will be two.
So, what do you want to do? Just go on the browser.
Do you have your mobile phone with you?
Yeah.
Turn the Wi-Fi on in your mobile phone.
Yeah, it's already on here.
Your mobile, the Wi-Fi in your mobile phone is on.
Yeah.
Now look for the Wi-Fi names. What are the Wi-Fi names that you see?
Okay. M phone. I can see the M phone here. M phone 5G.
M phone 5G. You have to connect to the M phone 5G, sir.
Yeah. And the password, which one I got here, the same?
Yeah, that you have to enter the internet password that is given to you. It came with the box.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, please remember, sir, this internet password is the one that you need to use to connect all the devices. Okay?
Okay.
And because your old Wi-Fi password and a username that is connected to your current devices will no longer exist. That account is...
Okay,
it is stopped.
Okay.
Now what you need to do is you need to enter this password for and connect all the devices fresh again.
Okay.
And you will see there is also another Wi-Fi network that will show up, which is M phone 2.4.
M 2.4.
Yep.
So
the 2.4 network that is given to you, that is for connecting the CCTV cameras that you have.
Okay.
The 5 gigahertz one is the one that you need to use for connecting your connecting to the POS machine, your television, if you have a laptop, desktop in your counter.
For the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you connect to the 5 gigahertz network for browsing the internet, watching movies, and you can do a lot of things. Okay, you can play. Connect three stations.
So you said the like a normal M phone is a 2.4 gigabyte.
The 2.4 gigahertz one is the one for your CCTV cameras. That is a dedicated Wi-Fi network for the CCTVs.
Okay.
The 5 gigahertz one. Is
no, but
the one
but
that two
2.4 gigabyte is the normal like M phone one Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's the basic one, sir.
Basic one, yeah. The 5G one, I have to connect with the TV or my mobile phone or like that one.
Yes, that 5G one will give you more speed.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Now I just configured the SIP. I mean the landline you have got. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now I will just make a test call and check. Can you please turn off the modem once?
What do you want me to do, the modem one?
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
You will see that the internet modem will turn off and it will start again.
Okay.
How many devices do you connect to the internet, sir? Hello?
Yeah. It's turning
how
off
many
now.
Devices? Yeah, it will automatically turn on, sir.
Yeah.
How many devices do you connect to the internet?
Let me check here. I have the cameras. I have 4-5
How many cameras do you have?
8 cameras.
8 cameras. Are they Wi-Fi cameras or they're like installed like with the cabling and all?
It'll be the cabling ones, not the Wi-Fi.
Okay, great. Those are better actually.
Yeah.
And like, do you connect any desktops or how many televisions do you have?
I have two TV. I have.
2 TVs, like all of them with big screens, like 40 inches or more.
Yeah, one is I got the home theater, one is a big screen. Yeah.
Okay, great. Let me know when your internet modem is turned on.
It's turning on, still the light blinking.
All the lights are on?
Lights are, no, it's number 4 and the van one.
No, you see the power light, internet lights, and 2 Wi-Fi lights.
Yeah, it's just the green now. Internet is the green now.
Internet is on now. The 2.4 and the 5.
2.4, 5, yeah, on now.
On, right? Give me one quick moment, sir. Okay, now I'm making a test call to your landline, sir.
Yep.
Okay, please pick up the call, say hello, and check whether there are any noises behind in the background. Okay? And
yep.
Then I'll ask you to hang up. Okay? Hold on, please. It will be on conference.
This is coming on my phone.
Okay. Give me a moment. The call diversion was activated on your number, sir. Yeah. Are you playing something?
No. This is the voice coming from your side, the other phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Anyway, okay, I'm making a test call to your landline now. Check.
Okay.